Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, Justin Yance, and I'm here with my co-host,
City Scent.
There you go. And I just got back from watching Dynamite and Rampage, as they taped next week's Rampage. I'm going to be honest, I didn't like this Dynamite at all. I thought this was... I don't understand why you have Danielson and Bobby Fish go out there and you give them under 15 minutes. They can't even have a great match.
I'll cut it right there. It's even worse than that. Why the fuck is Bryan Danielson and Bobby Fish even in a main event to begin with when he just had a match with Minoru Suzuki? This has to be the worst Dynamite I've seen. Oh my.
I didn't like it. Also, I thought it was so lame. Okay, they start the show off with like Punk and they promise like a promo. It doesn't do a promo. He just goes and sits in a seat. I'm getting sick of this shit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting sick of Punk just coming out here to have matches. Like, what is this? I don't like it.
I'll say one thing that I really like about Punk as commentator. I like it. I like him in commentary. He's smart.
I'm sorry. This ain't what I fucking want him to do. I don't want to see the great hits of him. Like, which is what it feels
like. That was a spot that he did, right? When they were doing those green luchador gimmick. That was so stupid. The Lucha Brothers and the Revival.
I think it was a joke. It was kind of an inside joke to remember when they were going to be repackaged as like the Lollipop Guild people.
It's stupid. That's stupid Mark shit. That's stupid Mark shit. For one, that's stupid Mark shit. I don't like that kind of stuff. Like when Tony Khan says this and that about WWE or whatever, I'm okay with that. When you do stupid angles to make fun of how stupid WWE is, you make yourself look stupid.
Yeah.
No, okay. I don't like that. But I do like one thing though, because you didn't hear it, Justin. CM Punk commentary, like right out of the gate in the match, he's like, "Are we supposed to stand here and pretend like this isn't the Revival?" And then you have this awkward silence with the other commentators, and like where they're trying to not like say that he's right or whatever. Like it was hilarious. You have to watch it. It was hilarious.
All right, that's good. Like, in the building, nah.
Yeah, but like the commentator, it was so funny. Where he's like, "Are we really supposed to sit here and act like it's not clearly the Revival? What is going on here? What this is kind of stupid." Like he kind of buried the product, but like in a way that I find it funny, not like the JR way where I mean he's really putting down the product. I mean, a couple months ago.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't like the Super Click match. I thought the stupid crap with his shoe off was really stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Shit. I'm gonna be
Adam Cole is so over though.
He is.
That is so like him and Malakai Black. Jesus, yeah. If this not an indictment on WWE, these two guys look legitimately like main event superstars. I would say they're way more over than Hangman Page.
I agree.
You know, like if you're gonna give the title to anybody,
Page has gotten over because they've been told that they should cheer him.
Well, it's been like their day one project. They've been trying to put him as his main event guy since the beginning of the company, and it's never worked.
Is he their Triple H?
He is kind of like their Triple H. I would say he's more like their Diesel. Or their Bob Backlund. You know, it's like the guy they keep trying to tell us is a main event guy, And then I see real main event guys. It doesn't help that he tag team with the actual main event guy, Kenny Omega. He's like Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, he really does feel it.
I mean, I
Also,
don't
I'm
want to
with y'all
say he
on
is
the
Marty Jannetty because he's really good, but
But
hey, Marty
I'm
Jannetty's really good.
sorry, that promo that he cut where he's just like,
Cowboy shit.
oh man, I'm really, I can't promise I'm gonna win, but I'll
I
promise,
failed. I
promise
failed. It was an I failed promo, bro. He was basically talking about how he failed. He's literally telling you guys, look, I can't guarantee I'm gonna win because let's be honest here, I'm a jobber, but I'm gonna try my best. Despite the fact that I have failed over and over and over and over again, this time I'm gonna try my best. Oh yeah, and cowboy shit so that you can chant.
That's what it felt like to me. I mean, I don't see it. I think they're gonna do a disservice to him if they put the title on him too
I
soon.
agree. I on and here's another thing, like
I mean, if they have to
that
take it.
title bracket is a joke.
Oh God, let's look at that right now. That is a st John Moxley versus 10. Who's gonna win that?
A jobber. Like that, see, we crack on WWE. We also got a crack on AEW.
Oh
Like
yeah,
that
we're gonna crack on it.
stupid. That
It
stupid King
sucks.
of the Ring and that stupid Queen's Crown, where you just have a bunch of mid-carders. And
Brian
this
Danielson
one, I mean,
versus
it's
Dustin Rhodes. Oh, I wonder who's gonna win.
like, come on, man. I really, and you have such a stacked roster. Okay, why is Powerhouse Hobbs and Tent and Dustin Rhodes even in this fucking tournament?
Why is Powerhouse? Yeah,
Seriously.
Powerhouse has lost. He lost to CM Punk. What it I was
Why
so.
is okay, he lost to CM Punk. Why is
Why
CM Punk
isn't
not in this tournament?
and why isn't Andrade in this tournament? Why isn't Pac in this tournament or Pac,
I don't
whatever you
get it. But here's the thing, even storyline wise, you say
Malachi
wins and
Black?
losses matter, right? The wins and losses are supposed to matter. Why is Powerhouse Hobbs, who just lost to CM Punk, in this tournament and not CM Punk?
It's so stupid. I hate
Lance
this tournament.
Archer literally lost the United States title in like a couple weeks,
I know.
and he's in a tournament. Dustin
Dude,
Rhodes,
I'm with
I don't even know the last time he won a match, and Ten don't even get me started. He's a jobber of a jobber faction. Like, what is this? Why can't you just make the you might if you're gonna do a tournament like this, you might as well just do semifinals and
I
just
mean,
have
this
John
felt like.
Moxley against Orange Cassidy and Daniel Bryan versus Eddie Kingston or Lance Archer and just call it a day.
I mean, this really felt like a step back, this whole Dynamite from what we saw last night.
I feel like the momentum is just it's they're not gaining. They're losing, and this is why I was talking about so far from the Fast Nationals, WWE won the Friday Night War,
Yeah.
and
Is
they lost,
Masvidal supposed
and
to?
re
Is
realistically,
Masvidal facing Jericho? Is that what they're building to? Is I think that's a stupid idea.
wait, say that again.
Is Masvidal facing Jericho? Is that what they're trying to build to?
I think that's where they're going with it.
That's such a waste of time. Why are you gonna do that? Put him with Punk. Do something different.
I'm really like the
I
show. Look,
didn't
don't get me wrong. It's better than WWE, but I don't
Yeah, it's
care
better than
about it
WWE,
being
but
better
it's
than WWE. Anything is better than WWE. I want it to be good. This is
like
not good.
that. Like, I didn't like the way they did the Malachi Black Dante Martin match. I thought that was.
I think Dante Martin is very sloppy.
I mean, you
And
can tell
he
he's
looks
gonna be.
stupid. And he doesn't know how to work. He really doesn't. Like, there's no psychology. He basically looked like an idiot out there. He's literally like, I'm surprised JR didn't have a heart attack with the amount of high risk. He literally was just on the top the entire match and not doing a move. It's literally like a WWE 2K match where the guy counters every move you try to do. Why are you still trying to do the same fucking move?
I know. It was
How many
stupid.
times has he got a fall on his leg? Like, he looked like an idiot. He looked like an idiot.
Was.
I
I know. Nigers.
I'm gonna be honest, like
I hated this.
right now, they lost a lot of momentum.
They really
I
did.
just I feel like going into All Out, there was so much going for it, and leaving All Out, there was so much going for it, and they're going to Omega and Page, not the match that people want, CM Punk and Wardlow.
Warlord.
Like, what a de-escalation from Darby Allin. I don't like this de-escalation business.
I agree with you, but I think that's what I think Punk gets to pick whoever the hell he wants to be.
Oh, but
And
Warlow, you
I
couldn't pick
think
somebody who could work?
Omega wants to give his friend the title, and it's like, but Omega, he's not over. I'm sorry. Be the champion. And don't, I'm also that John Moxley match against Wheeler Yuta. I mean,
Who?
what the hell was
That's actually, you know what? That's the only match on the card I actually liked.
Well, I mean, I
He
liked it,
came
but it,
in,
they
he
built it
whooped his
up.
ass, and then left. He was the only guy who I liked in the entire show because he went.
I'm sick of this Dan Lambert shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's kind of
I
getting
love it. I love it.
really. It's just
Yeah,
getting
I
kind of.
love Dan Lambert. He's great. He gets heat. He gets the
I
right
like it, but
heat.
it just.
And Paige Van Zandt is super fucking hot. And I mean, Masvidal is the biggest star they got there, even though he wasn't there on the show for Dynamite.
Yeah.
You could tell they're saving him because they don't just use him like every day, or he doesn't always show up, or he's in the background and then shows up. It's obvious they're planning something, but Jericho and Masvidal, to me, that ain't it. Punk, Masvidal, that makes sense to me. Like, it's way better than fucking Warlow. Nobody cares about fucking Warlow. The show just was really.
I don't know. I just I thought this was
Is
such
this
a
like the worst Dynamite I've seen in like the last 2 months?
I
That
dude,
has
I
to
was
be.
sitting on my hands and I was just like, when are we getting to Danielson? Oh, we've only got 15 minutes.
And look at this. I was just saying that I haven't seen a mediocre Bryan Danielson match, and behold, mediocre Danielson match. I mean, it wasn't bad,
I
and
did
I
like the
do.
heel hook. I mean, there's no way they could have it. I mean, one. I this is why they needed to do that match first, but they had nothing else.
I like the fact that he won with the heel hook.
I
It's
do too.
obvious that he's trying to go for he can win with anything.
I like that.
I like the psychology behind it. Wrong guy. The only thing good about Bobby Fish is his song.
Oh really? I didn't even care about that.
That's the only thing that's recognizable about Bobby Fish.
It? Some kind of fish?
It's just the show was a throwaway to me.
Really
I
was.
was
It felt like such. And I, man, I wanted to scream at, Tony Khan's, going, like, this is gonna be an amazing night. And I'm like, no, it's not. this is a throwaway. And like, as soon as the show started, I was like, this is going to be a throwaway show.
It's the main event was Bryan Danielson
versus
Bobby Fish. There's nothing more to say. I also don't like the fact that for a guy who doesn't like to do a lot of rematches, Tony Khan is going to do Cody and Malakai Black for a third time on TV.
But I don't think that's – I think that's Cody wanting that.
I don't care.
I have a feeling that Cody's probably going to get his win back, which is stupid. But I think that's what they're doing. I don't like it, but I think that's what they're doing.
I think that's what they're also doing. I'm not a fan.
The Page thing. I thought the promo that he came out to is just like, I failed. I'm like, this doesn't get me excited to see. I thought like Omega was going to come out and lay him out or something.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't know how the hell Hangman does not win this match. Because why even do the match if you're going to have him lose? He's already lost like 3 times to Omega.
But here's the thing. Who's lined up from the face? Danielson? That's not going to work. He's a face. Danielson's a face. Who do they have lined up from the face?
I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I have no idea.
All the dream matches involve Omega. Omega versus Will Ospreay. Omega versus Jay White. Omega versus all these guys. None of them say Hangman Page. He should keep the title till he fades. Hangman, no, Omega versus Okada. Like, I was talking to people in the crowd, and I was like, wouldn't that be great? And everybody was like, oh, yeah. To hear that pin drop, that would just be awesome. You know, just hearing that noise and him coming out. And it's like, that's what we want to see. Obushi. I feel like Hangman Page's run is going to be just like, all we're going to be doing is waiting for him to lose.
It's going to be throwaway. Here's the thing. I feel AEW is making the belt mean something with Kenny Omega as the champion. Definitely. Right now. And honestly, like, I like Moxley a lot. But his reign, I felt, devalued the title. I know he's a big star, but it just felt devalued. You know, it just felt devalued. I felt with Jericho,
he can't work the style of a main eventer.
Yeah, but neither can Jericho. But I felt as a champion, Jericho was a great character.
Yeah, he was.
He made the belt feel bigger than Moxley, who isn't gonna do, you know, that. Oh, I care about this more than anything. Like, he's not gonna make his character about being the champion like Jericho did, you know. But Omega, being such a long reigning champion, he was able to do what neither of the other two champions could have done. And Hangman Page won't be able to do because of who he is. This is no disrespect to Hangman Page. He is great, but he is not that guy. Right now, you should only have that belt associated with people that are seen as a sort of a legend, an icon of sorts, or just a full-blown main eventer. Moxley, full-blown main eventer. Jericho, icon, or legend at the very least. Omega, full-blown main eventer, and probably one of the best, if not the best, worker of the last 10 years.
I think you're right with what they're thinking is, like, once he gets the belt, he's just going to be automatically over. It's like, no.
But it's not about making him over.
Look at Austin. Even though he wasn't the champion in 1997, he was the guy everybody was going to see. About by September, he was the guy everybody wanted to see.
Yeah.
Like, he might not have had the belt yet, but, like, he was the guy people were paying to see.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing with Hangman Page. People are not clamoring to see him win the title.
No, they're clamoring to see Bryan Danielson win the title.
Which is why I think Omega should beat him. And beat him in a way that makes people want to see the rematch.
The only thing I would do, maybe have him be the guy that kicks out of the one winger. I'd say, if anything else, if you're so gung-ho on him winning, at least have him lose, but kick out of the one wing angel. That can make him.
Yeah, then he could say, look,
that's something that Punk or Danielson don't need. None of those guys need it. He does need it. He definitely needs it. He needs something.
My problem is with Hangman Page's demeanor. He doesn't feel serious.
He doesn't click. There was a moment there, like I told you, like a couple weeks where it almost felt like he had something, and then I don't know what happened, but he dropped it. You know, like.
He just feels like the guy is like, well, you know, if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. Like, who's going to get behind that guy? When Austin was going for the title at WrestleMania 14, he's like, that damn belt is mine. And you're looking at the next champ. Stone Cold said so.
And breaks his shirt.
Stone Cold didn't come out and say,
It's not just that. It's the intensity of his eyes. Nobody's gonna say that Austin didn't care.
Rock would say, you know, I made the promise of the promise to walk out of Backlash.
Guarantee.
WWF champion. You know, like
guarantee.
Yeah. There's none of that.
He isn't that guy. He ain't that guy. Look.
That's what is needed for Hangman to get to that level. He needs to be that kind of guy.
Hangman needs to have the best match. He needs to let's be honest here. For him to get seriously over from this match, I mean, it's got to be Omega Danielson level and kick out of a one-wing angel for him to get where he needs to get. But he ain't there right now. And him winning the title isn't going to get him there. And him winning the title and kicking out of the one wing angel isn't going to get him there. He's just not there. He hasn't found
his character. I mean, I feel like what's kind of pushing this is I think Omega wants the belt off of him. Because I don't think he can. I think he's hurt. I think he's hurting. You know?
Maybe he's hurting.
But if he is hurting, then give it to Danielson.
Maybe it's not that he's hurting. Maybe they feel that there's matches mounting up with Omega where as long as he's the champion, it forces them to always have him win. And maybe they don't want that.
I don't know. If you're going to have anybody take the title off him at this time, I would do Danielson.
Yeah, I would do
have, you know, like we said, let's have Hangman Page kick out of the one winged angel. And then let's have like Omega barely get out of that match.
Man, I never felt like Hangman Page was a star.
I feel like
Darby Allin's a bigger star than Hangman Page.
Orange Cassidy's
a bigger star than Hangman Page.
So, and then I would have, you know, because they're, you know, this, you know, tournament thing, you know, Danielson probably wins that. Then I would do the Winter is Coming, which is probably, you know, that was what they did. That's how Omega won the belt, was he won that tournament last year, Full Gear. And then he won it at thing. And then it's like, do the match from there with Danielson and have him take the title from him. If he wants to lose it, then I would rather have Danielson and Omega have another draw. And
then well, here's the thing. You can't do that match on TV again. You have to do it on pay-per-view because you can't deal with that time constraint for a title match.
Which is why I think that they're basically telegraphing to us Paige is winning.
Because Bryan Danielson would have to fight him for the next pay-per-view. There's no way that they can do a match with commercial interruptions and a title match. I don't know. That's a tough because it's probably gonna be like an hour match. They're not gonna have a 30-minute match.
But the next pay-per-view is until fucking February.
February, yeah. Maybe one of those TNT specials they mentioned before that they're gonna have.
I think that's more later in the year though.
I don't know.
Maybe they're gonna do something with this Winter Is Coming and do like a commercial free thing, like for that last hour. Well, they could do
that'll be fine.
But then you're kind of telegraphing to people that it's gonna go on out.
Here's the thing. You're gonna put Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega for the title on TV. Yet you put Hangman Page and Kenny Omega on pay-per-view. That doesn't click with me.
I don't get why they're doing this match. I think it's such a mistake. Which is why I think he's probably going to fucking win. But then you're gonna put Hangman Page against Danielson. That you're putting him into a no-win situation right there. Because then he's gonna get booed. Now you're forcing people.
Am I supposed to believe that he's gonna beat Danielson? He's gonna be the first guy that beats Danielson.
I mean, that's probably what they're thinking. They're like, well, he'll beat.
Or maybe it's a flash transition.
And then he'll beat Danielson, and then they'll probably say, and then we'll give him Punk, and I'll be like, he can beat all the people in the world, but that's not what's missing. What's missing is the killer instinct in him that says, like we said, the Austin part of like, I'm the best, and you need to know it. The only person that really has that is Danielson. MJF has a little bit of that. Omega kind of does, but he doesn't have it.
I'm gonna be honest. The only guy in the elite that has it is Adam Cole.
I think he learned it from Sean. Sean and Triple H, right?
To be honest, I always felt like Adam Cole had it. Like I never felt like he couldn't draw me into a match.
Which is why
he was always a serious wrestler.
I just feel like it, also you got that match. You got Adam Cole and Omega. You know, there's so much there, and then I just don't think Adam Page is that guy
to me. There's a reason he didn't win against Jericho. There's a reason he didn't win against Omega. He ain't that guy. There's nothing wrong with being Scottie Pippen, or in his case, Tony Kukoc. There's nothing wrong with being the Dennis Rodman of the three, or the Steve Kerr. You know, he's like on the bench. He's like a bench player. There's nothing bad with being a bench player. When like a Danielson or a Punk gets hurt, then comes Adam Page and takes that spot. You know?
I just feel like we're giving it to him. It's like, well, it's his turn to hold it. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. No. That's what WWE has been doing.
I hate that you deserve it crap. If you're not the top guy, you shouldn't have the belt. That's it.
I agree. That's what led to WWE ruining their titles, is they just gave it to everybody. Like Big E. Jesus. Well, he's a reality star. We want him to get a lot of things. Yeah, but you don't like him. You don't trust him to be the top guy. So, no.
I mean, let's be honest. The reason Big E won the title is because they wanted a good rating after getting their ass whooped by AEW on the demos. In fact, Big E should have called Tony Khan and and like thanked him for winning the title. He basically won because of AEW.
And that, you know what we just talked about with Hangman Page, that's what's missing in Big E. That killer instinct. I'm the
Yeah.
best, and I know it. That's what people want to see. That's why people like Brock. That's why
Yeah, I
people
mean,
like
I like
Roman
Bobby
Reigns.
Lashley. At least Bobby Lashley had that.
Exactly.
You
I
know,
want to,
like
people get
I
behind guys that say, I'm the best, and they know it, and it's in the eyes. It's in the fucking eyes. And it's not in these guys' eyes. It's
No,
not in
there is
Biggie's eyes.
not. And to be
It's
honest,
not
I
in Mysterio's eyes.
you know, the last time I saw Omega with those eyes was the face off with Danielson before
Yeah.
the match. And I forgot he was even capable of doing that. Cause it's so
I talked to
it's
a guy tonight. We were talking about it. It's like we were like, you know, the Omega we've gotten until recently has not been the Omega of New Japan. And I was
Yeah.
like, yeah, it's true. And it's like, wait, you know, but now we know that guy exists. It's just like, I mean, half this year he was doing a bunch of in outside interference crap.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Right now, if you told me who's the best wrestler in AEW, I'd tell you it's Danielson.
Yeah.
You
I
know,
agree.
I mean, I love Omega, but
Omega's
that
not.
I feel like you have to convince him to bring it out of him.
And
With
I feel like,
Danielson, he just brings it every time.
Danielson's the guy, he's the natural transition out of Omega.
You know what the thing with Omega is? It's about the New Japan style. I don't think he's been able to adjust until recently of the style of New Japan where it's basically have a couple months of six-man tag team matches and then one really big match. You go all out for that really big match and then another couple months of six-man tag team matches.
Yeah, that's
You
kind of
know?
what he's been doing.
And now you rarely saw that extra gear. Like the Christian match, you kind of saw it, but man, Christian just could not keep up.
Christian can't keep up in that match. Then
No.
that's why we didn't want him in that match.
Yeah, and then but
That's
now
why.
you
That's
saw
why
him
I.
with Danielson.
And that's why I mean, I know he ended up wrestling on the baby, but I was like, I think they should just go with Omega and Punk. Right away.
Not sure about that because I don't think Punk can go.
No, I know. I know that's the question, and that's.
I think Punk will be able to go, but I definitely don't think you should have done Omega and Punk right away because he definitely wouldn't have been able to go on that first pay-per-view match.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, but back then at that time we didn't know the Best Bouts machine was still there. So that's kind of why I was kind of going with it. Now we know he can be the Best Bouts machine again.
But it's whether CM Punk could still be the best in the world.
Exactly. Well,
Because
that's
we don't want just a regular match. I
the
mean, anything below 5 stars
All I
like
know is
is a
Punk
disappointment.
needs that. I'm over this crap. You know, him coming out him getting
I
the
was
crap
fine
all
with it.
night.
I was fine with it until I saw the leak that he's got to wrestle Wardlow. That's when I had my peak because I was okay with him fighting jobbers on TV as long as you at least got the big match at the pay-per-view.
No, he seems like he just wants to work with young guys, and it's
At
like
least but do
boring.
MJF,
I
not
know, so let's do
Wardlow.
AF. Yeah,
Why the
exactly.
fuck would you do Wardlow? Wardlow is a TV match.
I
What the
know.
fuck? I
You know
could
what
say
I think they
that
should do?
Powerhouse Hobbs was a bigger match.
Have Darby and Punk tag team against Wardlow and MJF. Do that.
Yeah, or Sting.
Well, yeah, you saw it. Oh my God, he got a reaction tonight. Sting when he comes out, there's like
Or you
no.
could do the Pinnacle against Punk, Sting, and Darby in a six-man tag.
They could do that too.
Yeah, but for a TV match, I wouldn't want that on paper.
Yeah, no, yeah, not.
But like, that would be a big TV match.
I mean, Sting, man, he has a presence.
Yeah, like you could do a lot. Like, I feel Sting is more useful in a TV environment than in pay per view because I feel more people. He is liable to get people to watch. But I'm not quite sure people would pay to watch him in a 6-man tag.
Yeah.
Like that would be a good match, but it would have good spots at least. He was so over in Grand Slam. Oh,
do you think what they're trying to do is they're going to have Hangman win against Omega and then he's going to face like a guy like Miro?
I think there is a nice chance that if Hangman does win, who knows? He might lose it on the first defense.
That's what I would get it to Danielson.
It might be a case of they want to get the title to Danielson, but maybe Omega needs to like take some time off or something.
I just don't understand why we're not doing Danielson Omega 2. At the pay-per-view.
It has to be injuries. It has to be injuries. Huh?
That's what people want to see, is Omega Danielson 2.
Well, this is my mentality of what I've seen from Tony's booking. If you notice...
He doesn't like rematches, except for
Cody. He doesn't like rematches, but he's also a long-term booker. Look how long this Hangman story has gone, right?
Yeah, but it's not over.
But it's a long-term story. We can't deny that.
No, it's a long-term story, but Hangman doesn't have the missing ingredient, which is the killer instinct.
Agreed.
Man.
But here's the consistency. They're reporting that they don't plan on doing Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker till next year.
Which is smart, because that'll be a year.
So maybe they have the same mentality with Omega and Danielson.
Absolutely. That's
thing is, yeah, that's fine. You can wait. But Jesus, you got Malakai Black. You got Adam Cole. You got enough of a roster so that I don't have to see Adam Page in the main event of a paper. Okay. Yeah. It's about what you can do consistently. Right, you have such a big roster, you could put out more interesting matches on pay-per-view.
I've said this. I think the thing to go with is to have Danielson beat Omega and then build to next year's All Out with Punk and Danielson.
Think about this for a second, Justin.
That's what I would do.
Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, John Moxley, Chris Jericho, Malakai Black, Adam Cole, now Orange we're Cassidy, Darby Ray Allin. Ray Do you Wyatt. Get where I'm going with this? And you pick Adam Page to main event the pay-per-view. This is what bothers me. Like, look at all the names you got that can main event on pay-per-view. But you pick Adam Page. Damn, man. That shit.
It feels like Vince McMahon with Roman Reigns, with Hangman Adam Page. Like, we're gonna get him through. We don't care if you like
see,
it or not.
The difference is I think even you would agree. I think we all kind of knew Roman had the star quality, but we also knew that it's about letting him do what he does.
Yeah.
Instead of you just doing the suffering succotash and all that stuff.
But I'm starting to wonder if Hangman Adam Page has any of that, even if you do book him well.
I think he has a glimmer because there was that the few week period where it started to feel like he was really getting over and the beer drinking gimmick was clicking and then it slid into like depressive drunk. But like before it slipped to depressive drunk, he had something and it slipped and he's never regained that.
Well, now he feels like he drinks because, you know, he's drinking before the match, he's drinking after the match, he's drinking during the match. It's like, that's not the guy I want to see.
No, you're supposed to drink to have fun after you have won.
Yeah.
He seems like he drinks because he's scared to fight.
Yeah. Ooh, that what a baby.
You know, at least the Sandman, he drunk because he was a drunk, not because he was scared to fight.
Yeah, I mean he I know.
I'd rather you be a drunk that is just a drunk than being scared to fight, so you're drunk.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that promo he gave where he's just like, you know what, bro, you know, I can't.
It was dying until he said cowboy shit.
And I was like, I can't promise I'm gonna win, but you know, I'm like,
because I haven't. I've lost a lot.
So what the fuck? Why do we want to even do anything with you? But what, like, if Austin came out there and said, you know, I don't think I can beat The Rock.
Why isn't he TNT champion?
I might casually beat him, you know. You know, I may beat him, you know. Man, like,
is he even more over than Sammy Guevara?
I don't think so. I think Sammy has something to him.
I definitely think he has that something.
I'm scared that it's going to get ruined because he's associated with Jericho, and Jericho just...
He has an overreaching presence.
Jericho, I mean, all right, let's... He comes out, they sing his song. We do Rampage. He comes out again, and they sing his whole fucking song. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like... It's like... Do you not think you're over enough? I mean, you're just doing commentary, man. I mean, Punk.
They did it with Punk, though. There's okay. Look, there's nothing wrong with the music playing when he's going to the commentary table. They do that with all the commentators.
But there's something different when, all right, we've already heard him do the whole song, and then he comes out and does the whole song again.
It's a different show.
It's not even on TV. This part's not on TV. That's going to be cut out. Those matches.
Well, the crowd obviously enjoys his music because they keep chanting, right?
Yeah, they do. They're kind of like sheep.
It's a good moment.
The sheep. But,
man, I don't like... I'll say this. The Brock Lesnar and Roman thing is the most intriguing thing in wrestling right now.
Right now, yeah. I'm actually intrigued to see that match now.
I hate the fact that it's in Saudi Arabia, though.
Oh, God. That is
I hate that crowd. Thing. Oh, my God.
You mean where they're, like, sitting in, like, lazy boys?
Bro, they're sitting in lazy boys. Turned away from the action. They're not even watching.
They don't even care. They don't even care about the matches.
We're just here because this MBS is the thing that...
He says the crown prince says we have to be here.
It's like, man, I think I saw like the dudes playing tic-tac-toe or something.
I mean, they are bringing the hell in a snow for these people.
They might cancel that match, saying that it's too dangerous, and it talks about hell and stuff.
Yeah, well remember, they have to take a break for like prayer.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Are they gonna take the break during the Hell in a Cell match? Is that the finish? And then we've already seen a DQ finish.
I'm like, shut up. And that's it.
We got the prayer finish, a new finish in wrestling.
And Vince will probably be like, oh, what a good idea. Now I don't have to beat anybody. I'll just run to the prayer.
This is some good shit.
Prayer. I just remember watching that. And then they're doing, you know, Saudi Arabia propaganda. So lame. and they've decreased the amount of people
they've murdered to like 50%.
Women can drive. Oh wow. boy. Oh my god.
They can no, I like, they can say their full names in public.
Is Sasha Banks and them, are they gonna like wrestle in burkas?
I think they will.
They're gonna wrestle in like, you know, things covering everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely are. They definitely are.
Oh my god. That's proper.
Are you kidding me? Shit. They would.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. I mean, they're
you imagine? Them. Of course they gotta be fully covered.
Did you actually see them play tic-tac-toe? Seriously? They're playing games?
I don't know if they were playing tic-tac-toe. They were definitely playing games though. Like they had like a board or something resembling a board and they keep pointing at it and I think they look like they were drawn like tic-tac-toe or some
and then they're gonna bring in Mansoor. He'll have his
they'll stop playing during Mansoor's match. He's the Hulk Hogan of India. I mean Saudi Arabia.
They'll have I wonder if MBS says to Vince, it says, you know, it'd be really good if Mansoor won the title from Brock Lesnar.
We already tried that with gender. It didn't work so well.
Do you think we can do that? I can make it worth your while. Brock, you're losing to Mansoor. Get out there.
How much more you got to pay me?
We got
to speak to the prince.
10 million. All right. Where do you want the title?
That's what I hate about that show. Like it's so uneven. Because they make more money off that show than Mania.
Yeah, so, because they make in blood, but because the Saudis, when you the families that have the most money in the world, it's the Saudis. They have more money than like Elon Musk and everybody combined.
You're talking about dudes that if you tell them what do you own, They'll grab you by the shoulder and tell you anything the sun touches is my kingdom.
Did you just do an Aladdin reference?
Lion King.
Anything the Latin. You see that? That is mine. That's yours. Now get out there. You know, like, can you like Edge is a really nice guy, but he's gonna go out there and compete in fucking Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, man, I'm surprised he accepted that.
I mean, like Danielson said, no, I ain't going there.
Yeah, so did Owens and Sami Zayn.
But Roman, Brock, they got no problem with that.
Well, I believe they didn't want Sami Zayn to go. Period.
No, they didn't. They said he can't go. My God.
And that's why Kevin Owens was like, well, fuck this shit.
Oh, my God.
They had like a 40 something million dollar settlement. Was it?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. All I know is that Brock gets like 10 million like a match. Like it's an ungodly amount of money. Like,
yeah.
Like, let's be honest. The reason he's fucking back is because he knows he was promised that money in Saudi Arabia. That's Saudi Arabian money. It's like, oh.
I think he was going to come back regardless, but I don't know if he was going to come back as soon as he did. I think he definitely would have got. Honestly, I think he might have just shown up at Crown Jewel. I think he was just gonna show up at Crown Jewel, have a match, and leave. No Raw or SmackDown appearances.
What do you think the Saudi Prince is gonna be like? I want Steve Austin on the show.
I want CM Punk and Bryan Danielson.
Actually, he did ask that. He wanted.
Yes, he did.
And he doesn't work for them.
It's so funny. The prince knows more about wrestling than Vince does.
And the CM Punk has already said he would never do that. And
Daniel, of course he did. Can you even? I can't even imagine CM Punk agreeing. I can't even imagine AEW ever doing that.
No, nobody's. No, they're not that. They may put the
imagine that.
Age, but they're not gonna. Yeah, they're not gonna sell their soul to the devil like Vince will.
No.
I swear to God, if the fucking MBS guy said, you know, I want this guy to be the champion, Vince would be like, okay. Sure thing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I think they're probably going to take the title off of Roman just because they want something big to happen there, which is stupid, but I think they're going to do it.
I don't think so. I don't think so, and because I would really
Look at how many title changes they've had. The Fiend lost there. That's where the Fiend won the title there, and he lost the title there. Brock Lesnar won the title there. They always get title chance. They get most of them, you know.
It's so stupid. They've gotten
title chance. It's stupid.
I'm gonna be honest. I think it's stupid. Why are you gonna give the title to a guy who isn't around? If he was around, no. Like we've made the argument that if Brock was full time, he would be the guy. And undisputed, he would be the guy. But that's not what we got.
But Vince, when he books Brock, he thinks differently. Like, there's something about it. Like, look at him. He fed him to Cena. He just was like, he had Cena kill him after the show was over. like he sees Brock as like his.
Has anybody been pushed as strongly as Brock was in the beginning of their career?
No. And has anybody been as pushed? Look at how long his title reigns have been. Look at how he just destroyed Kofi Kingston like nothing.
You're talking about a guy who beat Ric Flair, Hogan, The Rock, all in like a 6-month span, The Undertaker. Won the King of the Ring, the Royal Rumble, main event to WrestleMania, all within a calendar year.
He destroyed The Undertaker. He did something like very few guys ever get to do. He got to like destroy him. You know, he massacred.
He destroyed John Cena.
Yeah. I mean, according to Kurt Angle, he says that the plan was not for Brock to win at that Mania. It was supposed to be, but because Kurt was hurt, he was, you know, they were going to put the title on Brock later on in the year, which I don't know, seeing as what they did to Roman, I could kind of maybe believe that it's a stupid move because I think the plan all along was supposed to be Austin and Rock as the main event. So they could have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. But yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, Brock, nobody's been pushed the way Brock has. I don't know. I think they might put the title on him just so that they have somewhere to go with the story. Because Vince doesn't know what else to do. He's not a smart booker.
I mean, he's not a booker. He's just a guy that has random ideas. Why don't you puke? You know, like...
Dude, love.
Why don't you dance? Why you don't you act high?
You heard that story that Conan said when he was in the, you know, the Max Mini suit or whatever. He said, like, Vince is screaming at him, dance. And he's like, this motherfucker's serious? He was like, oh, my God, he's fucking serious. like he's nuts. He like is just. I mean, this is a guy who flushed a tape down the toilet. I mean, he's just not a rational human being. he's nuts. This is a guy who had Austin throw him into the Boston River, and then he had to like be like desanitized. I mean, he's just. I mean, he had WrestleMania cut his hair. And it never grew back right. He looked like such an idiot for years. Like when he lost his hair, I was like, what the hell did you do? You look like a kid with like the beanie hat on it. With the little color on it.
Oh man, you remember when he was doing the do-rags and shit?
That actually was kind of interesting. I was like, but it was like, it was designed to get Lashley over, and I don't think it did. Yeah, he was going up. He's like, what? He would be like, he would go up to Shane and be like, I'm cool. I'm with it. And Shane would look at him like, yeah, okay, you are. I love the part where, what was it? Candace says she's got a cold. And Vince is like, well, I'll heal you. And he like,
oh, yeah.
He's basically fondling her. And they cut to JR afterwards. And he's like, what the hell was that? What the hell? Like he's not even going to pretend to like even justify. He's just like, what
the hell was that?
It's the greatest thing. And then when Vince came out and he had the spotlight come out as God. And he's like, I want you to get jiggy with it. And I'm like, you could tell Vince is so out of it. 1998 called. And Vince is like, somebody call 911. in like one part of his mind, he's like, serious. Like, we are actually doing this. Vince versus God. And he actually won. And he actually won. And when he wins, when he beats Shawn Michaels, like JR goes, bullshit. Like, he is so pissed. Like, Vince brought out like that Jim Ross in a way, like, no, like when he won't count the pin for Austin, he's like, count him, you son of a bitch. Count him. You count him. It was almost like, it wasn't just Austin versus Vince. It was Austin and Jim Ross versus Vince. Jim Ross was telling the story.
Shit, man. JR was taking a lot of L's. The stupid angles Vince would put him in is fucking ridiculous. The amount of embarrassing angles they would put this dude in.
It was so stupid. When they had him do that dance so that Vince at the Christmas party could show it and laugh at people. And I'm just like, this guy.
Remember the anal bleeding?
Jesus. Yes. I mean, he did a whole skit when he had colon cancer. Like, he might not live. This idiot thinks we're gonna make fun of him. He had Linda McMahon turn Jim off. And she said
she's the worst performer.
Absolutely nothing.
She has one of the worst thunders of all time as well.
And they would have like Triple H come out and make fun of Jim Ross. He'd be like, "You ain't no got a bitch business, ain't you, JR?" Like, he doesn't even sound like that. They would always make him sound like he's like this hick, and I'm like, he's got a southern accent, but he's not like he doesn't sound like this fucking hillbilly from hell that they think he sounds like. But I guess because Vince thinks, you know, anybody with Southern, which is why it's so amazing to me that AJ Styles got any kind of a run with the title. Because I'm like, he's Southern. You know, he's the worst South. He's like the South that he grew up in.
He's really good.
I mean, the fact that Vince, you know, saw through that, you know. I mean, and then he sees Adam Cole and he's like, let's make him a manager.
I think he likes people that are kind of mercenaries, though. And AJ is a mercenary.
Yeah. And he's also a Republican.
Yeah.
That's probably what he loves about him.
So is there anything else to talk about in regards to the show?
You want to do spoilers for Rampage?
Sure.
All right. This is your warning. Spoilers for Rampage. Oh, here we go. Yippee. All right. So, God, the first match was.
Damn, you already forgot. That's not a good sign.
The first match was Orange Cassidy versus Powerhouse Hobbs in the AEW World Title Eliminator. Orange Cassidy wins, so Powerhouse Hobbs has lost to almost everybody. And they had
he's in a world title tournament.
And they had at the beginning of the show, right before it starts, Taz goes, you know, I want you to watch this clip. See, Orange Cassidy beat him within a minute. I promise you that's not going to happen again. And it's like, yeah, but he still lost. I'm like, you built this guy up just for him to lose again? Like, how stupid was that? Then they had Tony Schiavone come out. Penta El Zero M did a interview, and
FDR. El Zero Miedo.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
El Zero Miedo.
El Zero Miedo.
El Zero Miedo. So FDR came out and they attacked him, and then Pac came out for the save. We didn't talk about it. What do you think of FDR becoming the Triple A?
I think that was such a stupid
what a dumb
match. Oh my god, that was so dumb.
Like, does Triple A just kind of like sit there and go like, you have like no respect for any of our titles? But we have no money, so here we go. Britt Baker versus Anna Jay. Anna Jay tries, but she's not very cute. Good.
She's pretty. She's very cute.
She needs to become Jungle Girl and get away from the Dark Order. You come out like in leopard print. She could actually pull that
Yeah,
off.
But here's the thing. They're like, what, 19, 20, 21? They're not going to be together next year. So you can't really do those kind of gimmicks because it's like they wanted to do the Priscilla Kelly shit with Darby Allin when they were still married. And look how that would have gone. They're already divorced.
Wait, what is it? Who's already divorced?
They wanted Priscilla Kelly to be Darby Allin's wife on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And she didn't want to do that because obviously it would peg her as Darby's wife.
Yeah.
And now that they're divorced, If they ended up doing that angle, she would still be known as Darby's wife. No different than Ms. Elizabeth was always known as Macho Man's wife.
Yeah.
Even after they divorced. After she was already with Lex.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Britt Baker.
What do you think of when you think of Lita?
Matt Hardy.
And?
Jeff Hardy.
Really? That's it?
Against Trish.
You don't think of Edge?
I don't know. I guess not right off the top of the head, but that was her best work, I thought, was with Edge. If I'm actually thinking about it, yeah.
But the point is, when you think of Lita, you think of the relationships first.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
So Britt Baker won, then Ty Conti came out, and it looks like Ty Conti versus Britt Baker is going to happen. Then we had Pac versus Andrade and Elo, and that was a good match.
On a separate point, we say that, but when you're Britt Baker good, people kind of forget the relationship aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's not like people chant Adam Cole the entire time during a Britt Baker match. You know?
No, they don't. But you know, they're kind of playing into it now. Like that interview.
Well, almost feels like that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I think the Elite wants to bring her in. And then they don't have any girls, so they might as well do it.
If you're gonna do it, it has to be Britt Baker. Else is not elite.
Yeah, bring in Britt Baker and the other two.
Who?
Have them be
Who
a part the of the elite. Two? The Jamie Hayter and the...
No. It's called the Elite. So if you're not elite, you should not be in it. Okay, it's okay. Like, who's that Mekazawa, whatever. He's not really in the Elite. He's just there to, like, hairspray these guys' hair and stuff. Like, he's not really in the Elite. It's why they always leave him. You know? If you're not a real main event guy, then you joining devalues the team. Like, Adam Cole strengthens the team. Britt Baker strengthens the team. If it's Britt Baker with her two jobbers, it weakens the team. You know, you want main eventers, full blown. You don't want the jobbers, the young boys and the young girls. And like, come on, we're not trying to do angles here with young lions and shit.
What is Asuka doing in WWE?
Hopefully waiting for her contract to expire.
Because she has become non-existent on the entire show.
Is she on TV? I don't know. I don't watch Raw.
I don't watch it either. But from like reading what I've read, she's not even on TV.
Man, if I were them, I would try to get Asuka and Io Shirai.
Yeah. I think Io Shirai has to be like looking
has
at him, like,
to. Has
she
to
be like Asuka and being like, there's no future here. My future is nothing. You
man,
know,
the women, man, the women's division needs something because it just
they need
it's
to get
not enough.
Stardom, too. They need to take some stardom.
Yeah,
I would
that's
do that.
Fine, but. Here's the thing, you need stars, like you need anchors, and they don't have anybody but Britt. Like,
yeah,
Thunder Rosa is a match, but I'm not sure if she's an anchor herself.
Well, she's super old. Like,
she is over.
She's the only
really
one that,
over.
She's the only girl that, like, other than Britt, that's like.
But she loses old. All the time.
I don't know what they're... Well, they did the Dark Elevation when she came out. She was a huge star.
But I know. And she was a huge star in Grand Slam. But...
She is losing too much. But I think...
She's losing too much. And it...
I think...
It's a shallow division to begin with. So the fact that you lose this much in a shallow division doesn't look good. They need somebody else. It's obvious they're not going to get Tessa. They don't want Tessa. Nobody wants Tessa, apparently. Because everybody hates her, apparently. I don't know. Huh?
She's made herself so impossible. And now she's marketing it.
Yeah. It is what it is. But, like, you need somebody like a Tessa or a Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks, that would be good.
Io Shirai, an Asuka, but more of Sasha, because I feel like you need a true anchor outside of Britt Baker. You know what the problem is? All the matches in the women's division revolves around Britt. This is what I mean about Thunder Rosa being a match. Right.
Well, this is why I kind of agree with what CM Punk said, where he said, is the division strong enough for a secondary title?
I don't think so. It's barely strong enough for one title.
I mean, they could do something interesting with Rosa and have Rosa be the first TBS champion and then have Thunder Rosa versus Britt for the, you know, the two titles.
Yeah, but see, that's a problem.
I don't know.
Because then what's the point of having that belt if you were going to fuse it to begin with? Or even worse, not fuse it and have the champion defend two different titles in two different times.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the fact. There's nobody to anchor outside of Britt. you need somebody else that, you know, you enter them in to the division and you immediately have matches you want to see.
I think the plan is to, you know, they're going to probably give it to Rosa in February. They'll probably have another match. But then the question is, yeah, who does Rosa feud with? Jade Cargill? I don't think so.
Like, the division is weak. They need an Asuka or an Io Shirai and a person like a Sasha, a Tessa. The division is weak, and you know, I love Yoshi talent, but you need women that can actually cut a promo in English too.
Yeah. You don't like the, what is it, the girl that comes out with a crown on her head?
Who? No. The division is literally Britt and Thunder Rosa and Jay Cargill. That is the division. To me, it's just those three women. And that's good to have three women, but you need anchors so that it works out, like the men's division. You have all these anchors. You have the Omegas. You have the Danielsons. You have the Punks. You have these guys that, you know, and you have the young talent, the ones that you want to focus on.
Well, I see Ruby girl is over. She's very over in the crowd.
She sucks. Ruby sucks.
I don't.
She sucks. She sucks. She wrestles like a WWE diva.
Of course. That's all she's known.
Yeah, but she wrestled like a WWE diva in 2006. Like, she does, like, the hair tosses and like, the head banging on the floor stuff. Like, I hate that stuff. Like, that's why the Brian Patties matches. Like,
why do you think AJ Lee signed with WOW, Women of Wrestling, which is, like, the worst wrestling show I have ever seen? Those shows suck. Where they're not just like, they've got like a girl who's like a cowboy or a cowgirl.
Yeah, they got Tessa.
And they got, yeah, that was about it. But like everything else.
They got
else,
Tessa and AJ Lee.
They had Santana Garrett who would come out and she would be like she lost to Tessa. But they had Tessa lose. They had
I like Santana Garrett.
They had the terror character, the Beast. Beat Tessa and World of Women of Wrestling, whatever the hell it's called. Wow.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
All right, anyways, let's talk about the main event. So we had Andrade versus Pac. Andrade, you know, did dives. He did the corkscrew dive off the top. You know, like he
lost.
He did lose.
I don't like that.
Right. Then after the match, the lights go out. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, they're going to bring Bray in. And then it's Malachi Black shows up and he starts attacking Pac. And it looks like Andrade and Pac are like kind of, Andrade and Malachi are kind of like working together. And then Cody Rhodes comes out. No, first, they didn't write this right. Then Arn Anderson, you see him on the stage. He walks over to like the ropes and he does the gun signal to
he didn't pull out the Glock. He didn't pull it out.
He pulled out his hand.
Man, he should have pulled out a Glock, man. That would have been so fucking cool.
And then Cody shows up and he starts to go cleaning house on everybody. And he's, you know, ripping his shirt and he's like, come on, and he takes the chair.
How is that more dangerous than pulling out a Glock? This is why Arn Anderson is more of a badass than Cody Rhodes. This dude talks about pulling out guns, and this dude is taking off his shirt.
Oh, he uses the chair on Malachi Black. The crowd was into it. I mean, it was kind of interesting the way they did it. And then he cuts a promo saying, you know, this is why I'll never turn heel. I just love your energy too much. And I was kind of like, That's kind of a heel move right there.
They should have booed him just after that.
No, these guys weren't. It wasn't too much. It wasn't that smarky of a crowd, you know.
How big was the crowd?
It was big. It was like full. It was more full this time.
I heard that it was under 3,000.
I don't know. I didn't count everybody, but it was pretty full.
Because Dave was saying that yesterday the tickets bought was like 2,200 or 2,300.
God, that's shitty. If that's the number, then it was probably more like 4,000 this time. It was pretty full.
It's a small arena, man.
Yeah, dude, it's like Daly's place. It's small as shit. That's why they let me into the block for 2 minutes.
For 20 bucks.
For 20 bucks. And then I got the 20 bucks back. Oh, and then the guy got fired. We found out, like, as we talked to the security guys, like, yeah, he's gone. Good. We fired him. And they found out that four other people went into the locker room, too. So it became a pattern.
Fucking idiots.
So then, afterwards, Fuego del Sol comes out, and we find out that it's his birthday.
Nobody cares about Fuego, though. Jobber next.
You sing happy birthday to him.
Next. Is that?
There, and then Cody signed autographs afterwards, and he looks very tired. Like, really
not tired. Very babyface-ish to look tired. You can't look tired when you're a baby face.
He looks very tired, like he's worn out.
Maybe he should turn heel.
He won't do it now. Him and Brandy are heroes to the world. They remind me so much of Triple H and Stephanie. It's not even funny with their.
I don't think they're that bad because I don't think they're that fake. I think they believe their bullshit.
Brandy really is fake as fuck. She comes off so bad in that show.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. They just, I don't know. So that was it. That was Rampage. They did AEW Dark as well. Those matches sucked.
Oh, man.
I got to say this about the Dark Order. They suck. They suck. They are just like the remnants of.
You know who also sucks? Junior Dos Santos. I don't care what anybody else says.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about
it. He sucked. He sucks.
Do you have anything to say about Junior Dos Santos?
He sucks. But Paige VanZant, she's really hot.
Yes. She is very hot.
Yeah.
What else do you think about her? Do you think she comes off more as a diva?
Well, she's coming. She's starting to like find herself because a couple weeks there she was just a background character, so she's getting more comfortable.
Ed Jericho call her a bitch.
Yeah, I like it, man. I like it, and she's a star, so. They need stars. That division desperately needs stars.
Yeah. Do you think she's coming in to wrestle?
She has to be. They're giving her more time. Like, think about it. Initially, she was just in the background, and now she's basically, like, she's realistically, outside of Jorge Masvidal and Junior Dos Santos, the person that got the most, you know, attention of the fighters. Maybe I can argue she got more than Junior Dos Santos.
Maybe they can bring in Cain Velasquez. He was so great.
He's in Triple A now.
I know.
He returned to Triple A. So that's very possible. That's very possible. They did. And they're going to let him wrestle the way he wants to wrestle.
They did so much with him in WWE. I can hey, always.
Man, I told you, they hired him so Brock could get his win back. That's all it was. I knew it. He did the most Hulk Hogan move he's ever done. He got Cain Velasquez signed to beat him. He got his ass whooped in real life, so he signed them to beat him in the fake one.
Is he gonna bring in Alistair Overeem?
Overeem,
as well?
It's possible. Very even though maybe not, because Overeem is so dead as far as a fighter rep. It's not like Cain Velasquez, who was like a legend and the longest reigning heavyweight champion for years and all this stuff. I mean, Alistair Overeem is just, you know, mid-carder.
Do you think they're gonna bring in Fedor?
He's like a Dark Order member. He's like a Dark Order member.
Do you think they're gonna bring in who's that giant?
Big Show.
No, he's already beaten everybody. He'll have Fedor come in so he can beat him.
Hey, that is very fucking possible. That could happen in Saudi Arabia. That's a main event right there. Fedor versus Brock. Crown Jewel. The greatest MMA fight will be the name of the pay-per-view. The greatest MMA fight.
Remember when Dave said that Kurt Angle was better at being Fedor than Fedor? It's kind of true.
Shit, man. I always wanted that Brock and Fedor match, though.
Right. Well, that's why Dana White hates him, is they were going to do a big, they were going to do a giant arena, and Fedor was like, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't think that match would have been bigger than the Frank Mir fight, the Frank Mir rematch, because Fedor doesn't talk. He doesn't garner interest.
What happened to Shane Carwin? Did he ever just...
He disappeared after that fight.
Like, he was like...
He disappeared. He was, well, he's a rocket scientist.
Is he?
Yeah. So really? It was a weird, like, side job. And the second he lost to Brock, I guess he was like, well, I mean, if I'm not going to be champion, might as well just do my rocket science shit.
That's how they should promote him. Not the strongest hands. Like,
they did promote that.
The way they had WWE show that Finn Balor plays with the Legos. Like, I can't believe they showed that on the network. I'm like,
the last fight he had, he lost to Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he did faint it.
Yeah, he lost to Brock and then Junior, and then he never fought again.
That was it. Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Environmental technologist.
Isn't that like a nice name for just sanitary engineer?
Hey. You gotta tell that to Shane Carwin. That man, that dude had power.
Sanitary engineer. That's like being a garbage man. Well, I'm actually a sanitation disposal person.
I'm in the waste management business.
No, sorry. You're garbage. Waste management. That sounds like a Russo gimmick.
Hey, bro.
The waste manager. Jungle Boy, like, he showed some fire there.
Yeah. He's actually talking now in his promos.
Yeah.
I guess they feel more obliged to have him talk since now he's officially a pillar.
They explained Christian, has, injuries, even though he's still competing in Impact.
What? Who cares about TNA? That's like not wrestling. He might as well be injured. I'd rather be injured than have a match in TNA. Fuck.
If Bray Wyatt has either.
So he's got to drop the title to what jobber now?
I forget the guy's name.
Josh Matthews. What's the name of the guy?
Josh Matthews, the announcer.
What is it, Josh Alexander? Is that the name?
I think that's his name. Yeah, Josh.
Cedric Alexander. No? What?
Josh Alexander.
Joshua Alexander? What? Joshua Jackson?
I don't know. He's job guy. Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy?
He's in New Japan now.
They didn't need a Kenny Omega since they can't get the actual Kenny Omega.
So they're going to have a fake one.
They're going to have the second rate Kenny Omega. That's not bad. That's a compliment. To be a second rate Kenny Omega, that's like first rate most wrestlers.
Murphy.
Yeah. That's his name now? It's just Murphy? Or is it just Buddy? Is his name Buddy?
Buddy.
He sounds like a dog. He sounds like a dog.
He sounds like the least tough person ever. And you're coming to the ring at this time, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Buddy.
Is that his name now? Is it Buddy or is it Murphy? Or is it Murphy Buddy? Is it Murphy Buddy?
Buddy Matthews. That's his name.
Oh, that's where I got the Matthews part.
Buddy Matthews is his new name.
Is he the guy that's got to fight Christian? Saw Kenny Omega and Christian. We don't need to see that again.
No, this is in New Japan. This is not.
Oh, okay.
This is not TNA.
So who cares? Forget it. I don't even know why I'm asking. Like, if it matters, who gives a fuck about Bound for Glory? Where's this glory that TNA is bound for? We've been waiting for 15 years, and we still haven't seen the said glory.
Well, they're bringing in Suzuki. You saw that. I don't know if you saw that.
Suzuki. I don't know why is Suzuki doing this. I mean, I get it. He was in Noah, so he likes to take pity on the lesser companies. He already won the title for fucking Noah. He's like, I did Noah. TNA can't be that much worse.
Actually, it can.
It can. He don't know. But he will.
Here it is. Josh Alexander. That's the guy's name.
He sounds like a jobber. Next.
They have characters like Fala Ba. Fala Ba.
Sounds like Dewdrop.
Savannah Evans.
Is that the TNA Dewdrop?
Probably. Rich Swann.
What was it again? Fama Fa? What?
Remember they put their title on Rich Swann? I thought Dynamite sucked. And I thought Rampage was good. And I think it's a mistake to do Hangman.
Agreed.
So with that,
the show sucked.
We got
to give it. Wait, I'm going to give my grade. Dave has the stars. I'm gonna do the thumbs. Two thumbs down.
All right.
Okay, wait, no, that's unfair. One thumb in the middle.
Okay. All right. You want to say the last word?
If it don't make money, it don't make sense. Peace.